We're here. Okay, it's gonna be a great one. It's gonna be a good show. It's gonna be a short show. It's gonna be an awesome show. Now, I don't want anything to do with this thing, okay? I accidentally moved the podcast over to another feed. I didn't know what was going on. I just been messing around with shit. They're stupid because apparently they just want to rip you off. Don't go to that place. And you know what the saddest thing is? I cannot say the name because it's my name. Why would I want to say, do you say, is somebody sabotaging like that? Like, I'm going to go to Castles and pay them $1,000 and let them start my podcast. Well, fuck you! Fuck you and fuck you! Why would I do that, man? Why would I pay you $1,000? To start my podcast. What the fuck are you talking about, dog? Are you gonna pay me back? Are we gonna get paid here? No. Well, you started it for ya. Well, are you that stupid, people? Your brain did that much to where they think you can actually get $1,000 from the prior. I guarantee they're getting $1,000 from people. I guarantee they're probably getting $10,000 from people. That place is a freaking scam. That's weird. That's weird. The only place that's really not kind of a scam is with that Spreaker, and I, gosh, wish I would have stuck there. I would have stuck with them, but I couldn't take the advertisements. At the time of the moon and the place that we were there, I couldn't take the advertising. I like it right to you put anything about Joe Biden, thumbs up, and any of my shit. I'm not gonna let you put anything about it's a woman's choice! Where are you, please, huh? That bullshit. Well, yeah, it could be. I like the little talk with the guy, a little puff of cigar. I like that one, Mr. Michael Bisping. That was funny. Well, you guys walk around with all these cigars, and they're all so cool. Well, I smoke one right now anyway. But I don't go around and take pictures of myself smoking a cigar. What the fuck? And yeah, but probably because it's so cheap. And they're so cool. This guy thinks he's so cool, he walks around smoking a gosh darn cigar. I want to slap that dude in his face. I'm about in the mood to slap everybody in the face. And there's a game called Slap Face. So you, Schultz, I'll slap you right in the gosh darn face. Because you're stupid. Quit smoking the cigar and quit acting like you're Hollywood, dude. You're funny already. But now you're just acting like you're an entitled bitch. Now you're just acting like an entitled bitch again. With that cigar in his mouth. Stop it! All you freaking people. Stop it! I don't know what Andrew Tate just looks cool with it. Now Andrew Tate, you keep smoking as a gosh darn cigar. And stop smoking it and then smoke it. Then don't smoke it. Because he just looks cool whatever he does. I gotta give it to the guy. Does he not look cool, whatever he's doing? I gave up. I gave up on the Andrew Tate fight. Because I think I actually like the guy. I think I like everything he does. It's really weird that he can get chipped and chopped. And they can make him look like an idiot. And that's how I hated him. And next thing I know, I'm like, Jesus, those were clips that I saw that were getting fed to me. And I hated them. I'm like, this guy is just sicko. Why is he doing this to the people? Oh, that's why he's doing it to people. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Take that Jordy down. Take it, true Gordy, Jordy, Bordy down. Because I swear to God, that guy was stealing a lot of content from people at one time or another. And I can't say their names because, you know, they want to get all the old pissy pants, and they want to flack where I have to go to a windshield wiper and get my whole thing wiped off today. So thanks, man. Now I got this little yellow and little orange lines all over my freaking computer. But, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do when people freaking wanna sabotage you because you know what they are. They're scumbags. Well, we already know Brendan Schaub is a scumbag, so we'll just keep saying that one. But the other guy, I can't say his name. Because his name. I'll say his name one time. He'll be saying my name. He's going to be saying my name in that cage when we're locked in there and I'm ripping his freaking ears apart like I told him I was going to do last year when he stole my shit. But hey, well, Brendan Schaub he's just an idiot. He can't pass it for anything else but being an idiot. So go ahead, Brendan. Keep doing whatever you're doing because you're just stupid. You're funny or not. Are you smart? No. Are you good fighter? No. Are you big? Maybe. Kinda. Are you fat? Yeah, probably. Do those muscles look fake? Yeah, probably. Do you kind of buff you up? Yeah. Do you talk with a little, sometimes? Yeah. Do you drink a little bit too early in the morning? Yeah. What else you gotta do, Brendan? Oh, do you go and fight a jiu-jitsu guy that wants to do a submission-only match for a set amount of time and then go put him in guard? And plus, you were also, like, 45 pounds bigger than him. So, like, he could not do anything. We'll do that. And then I'll get up and I'll shake my hands around. Hey, Tommy, I'm in. The guy's like, I couldn't fucking tap ya, because he has your legs right around my fucking... What the fuck's wrong with this guy, man? That's what happened. So that's my only beef with that dude, but now I got more. Do I want to have a radio show with a little guy who used to wear little gym tight gym shorts and go, I'm a Goldberg? Yeah, no. I like him, actually. I think he's pretty good. I think he's pretty talented. I think he should have probably listened to Joe Rogan that day and said, hey, you're probably hanging out with the wrong people. I think he should have stopped hanging out with those people, and I think that guy would have probably been okay. But now he's hanging out with some douchebag bitch. I said douchebag, can't I believe it. Pat McAfee, please come back to the WWE. Please come back to the WWE, because now I just used the freaking word I said I never used in my life. But I'm an alien right now, and I used it. Because that was about the freaking right moment of time to use it when I say it. That's the only time to say it. You just don't say it like you guys were saying it. It just didn't make no sense. You're gonna sit here and call Brian Corbin. That was just didn't make no sense. Yeah, you could tell I don't have any hell of a day. Why? Because I'm easy too. And I do not know that apparently Google does not work anymore. Apparently that's why you can just do whatever you want. But then you now. Because we're all damn moves in the left brain. Good luck getting a hold of me. Robots are doing my job at Web 2. Well, I can't call Web 2 anymore. Because Web 2 does not exist. The headquarters are closed. They will not come back. Nobody works there. It's YouTube, it's Google, but they'll shut you down. They'll sure as hell shut you down. They'll sure as hell send your email back to you and say your robot couldn't read what you said. It must have been a general question. No, your robot's stupid, you dummy. You didn't program it right because you were a lazy piece of shit that just wanted to move on with life. Well, I'm gonna find you all one day, and you're gonna run into a beast, because I have all this pent up, and you don't think I remember shit? I I can remember what I did when I was freaking 5. 5. So you don't think I'm gonna remember you? Good luck, I will. It's never forget, it's stapled in his head that I cannot stop myself from remembering everything, okay? I don't know what it is. That's why I killed people at poker. They hated me. I don't know why. I try to drink myself away from it and try to act cool people, but then it just, you know, and then I just get too drunk. And then I wind up fighting people and beating people up. You want that to happen? You want that to happen? No, nobody wants that to happen. And I don't want that to happen. I don't want that to happen. Last time that happened, one cop said I broke his arm. And the other cop said, he slipped my face. And I said, well, he pulled the gosh darn taser on me. He called me a scumbag. And said I was doing some crazy ass shit that I wasn't. Well, what are you gonna listen to? Who are you gonna listen to? Obviously not me. Why? Well, did you let me cut my hair? I said, yeah, the next time I got to talk to these fools was like another 3 months later. And you put me in a hole. They pulled me out. I got lice. I got hair growing all over the place. And I said, give me a haircut. They couldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. We wouldn't do it. That's the world for you, and that's me. That's what I don't live in, and that's me. So you're gonna live with it, you're gonna deal with it, it's gonna happen. I'm gonna keep coming out here, I'm gonna keep throwing shit out here, I'm gonna fight every other host network that lets me put shit out there until I finally get a hold of you scumbags and rip your freaking ears off. Because I will. Legally, though. It'll be all legal. It'll be all legal because you're all a bunch of scumbag dirtbags. Who actually believed me that I said the Pauls might have created the Bitcoin? I never said the Paul brothers created the Bitcoin. I said one of their parents may have created the Bitcoin, and they might have known somebody that created the Bitcoin. So don't start giving all your money to the Paul kids because they're obviously imbeciles. Obviously, you should have seen that. The one guy's obviously on drugs. The other guy's, he could be a good boxer. He could be a good boxer, but I'm starting to, maybe, I don't know. Why would nobody fight him? Maybe they were thrown. I don't know. You guys like to do a lot of bullshit with money. I'm just saying, come after me for that one, too, baby. Wham! Bam! Thank you, ma'am! I'm on a hot roll today. So what are we going to do today? Hey, somebody from Bumble gave me a thumbs up. Can I believe it? Am I even on there? I did not put that picture up today, did I? I got to take a break because now my nose is running. I was so hot and heavy out outside and it's cold in Michigan. Would you not believe it? Which I believe is like, it started to warm up a little bit today, though. And then you come in here, it's even warmer. And plus, I do, yeah. You know, I'm an ETT, I probably just snoring a whole bunch of them. I did, whatever. Who gives a shit? I'm Stefan Bonner. I'll die next week. And nobody will give a shit. Until I did. And then they'll be like, I loved him. Well, we'll see. I'm actually having a fun time. By the way, by the day of January 1st, I'm going to have to get rid of all my shit anyway, so it doesn't really matter. I have cut rid of my internet access, cut rid of my Wi-Fi, cut rid of everything. So I said, these people are freaking making me go insane, and I don't really want to be around here enough to do this. So basically, you might never hear from me again. So that'll be okay. So I'm gonna let it all get out right now. I'm gonna let all air out right now, and you'll never forget this guy until he runs into you one day. Cause you'll never forget you, who drove him into this madness. Cause you guys think you're so talented. Here we go. Bedtime reminder. Hey, here, you want to know what else is the thing? Oh, yeah, so I like this Andrew Kidd guy, right? But also, I don't like this, because you don't know. You don't know. You don't know that you don't know then. Okay, because I was locked down in prison, okay? I've seen it firsthand, okay? Plus, I was from this country. I don't care what the hell the country was trying to tell me that they did it for what they did, what they didn't do, what they died do, what they didn't do. I have seen it. I lived in Coldwater, Michigan. I know the hell when people comes into a freaking building and blows it up. I've seen it. You not know that Dearborn, Michigan is basically, the biggest population other than, something else in the entire America for, Muslims? And, Coldwater, Michigan, if you want to go per capita, would be the second largest. Yeah, I live there. I live there. We had to close down half our city because they ran some guys. I don't know what their religion was. It was a religion. You're not going to act like that's not a religion. There's three stones of this little religion you got over here. I'm not trying to offend your religion. I'm sorry. But you got to know, you got an extremist over there that will run into an American building and blow it up with a bomb on them. That's a true fact. I've seen it. I've seen it firsthand. What the hell? When this 9/11 thing happened, you should have seen Coldwater, Michigan. What the fuck? It was a lockdown city, man. You couldn't get gas. You better hope to God you got gas before that happened, because otherwise you would never get in it. You were going to be locked in your house. We didn't know what was going to happen. But that was just, that's probably racism right there. Because I don't think half of them were anything else. But I'm telling you, what we had happened was a lot of freaking bombings happening. We had a lot of people freaking just all of a sudden, a bombing just happened over here at the Kmart White Side Ball where the guy walked in and blew it up. And next thing you know, he had fire all over him. They drove him up 45 miles. He died. They threw him out of the car. And he was laying in the ditch. That's true stuff, man. That's true stuff. I seen it firsthand. I lived there. What the fuck? Yeah, I'll talk bad about religion when you got a fucking extremist over religion that's trying to kill me. What, is that wrong? That's so wrong? That's why you killed Geordie Bordy. Then that's wrong. Because maybe they were doing it to him. So I'm sorry if that offended the Habib and then Islam, who I love and I respect so much, and I would just kept following and looking and into deeper and deeper and how they can actually be so calm. I'm like, that's so cool. But then I go to the extremists, and I'm like, well, Jesus Christ, they walk right into a, what are they called? Islam, right? But what? Well, I went to prison, and I found out what the hell they were called. X's. They're X. They put an X back at the end of their name, and that's an extremist of this Islam religion that will like to have a white guy get his head slit right off his freaking throat. Now, that's true. That is true. I've seen it. You don't think I've seen it? I've seen it firsthand. So you can go F yourself on that one. Because I know what I'm talking about on that. I don't know what Jordy knows or not. Because he looked like he might have been a scumbag that was stealing my shit too. But I'm just telling you. I've seen it. I've seen it. So if I have an eyeball out there and I'm telling you what I saw, that's not me making shit up. I saw it. So don't fuck with me on that. Now, if it's just regular Muslim religion, I am in all in on that. I love it. It's awesome, great. In all in. But you want to go to that extremist? No, I don't want to be any part of that because they will walk into a building and blow themselves up while you're in it. And if you're white, you're blown up. They don't like you. I am telling you this. It's weird, man. Do you not know your own religions? You guys are weird, man. I know mine. We knew not to go to a Catholic because that guy had my little penalty piddle on you. We knew that as my dad did. He said, no, hell no. Hell no. Ain't nobody gonna be Catholic around here. My mom was Catholic. She said, ain't nobody gonna be no Catholics around here. That's what my dad said. He said, yeah. See, that's how they split. We split, you split, you gotta know that there's other steps. If I offended you, fuck you then. If I offended you because of that, I know what I've seen. You better go fix your shit then and go talk to them and tell them, hey, that's not cool, man. It's not cool. But you don't. You just want to yell at the guy who said something bad about it. I'll never stop saying it, because I've seen it. What the fuck? You think people just make shit up? Maybe True Jordy was making shit up? I don't know. Did he deserve to have his whole pornography collection released? Probably not. Was he gay? I don't know what he was released him. What'd you release? If you release mine, you're just gonna find a whole bunch of nothing. So, it's pretty cool. Pretty good stuff. It's like, oh, but I couldn't get it up. Could not get it up. Now, if I make jokes, it's me making jokes. If I watch porn, I try to, but the guy can't get a hard on dick, so it's cool. I have no wood. So, that's fine. That's cool with me, okay? I cannot get it up. I have no girlfriend because of that same exact reason. What do you want me to do, man? You guys are weird out there. How do you act like this guy's weird? You wouldn't believe it. They all think I'm gay. I'm not gay. I just can't get it. You think a man just makes me get it up too? No, I've been there. I almost was molested by a man. Well, jeez. Why? He tried to rape me. I said, Drug you, rape you, and then, you wonder why I beat up a state trooper that same exact night. Well, yeah, all that shit was going down that same day, and I said, I wanted to beat somebody up, but I didn't know what the hell this guy was doing to me. Plus, he gave me drugs, and I was like, it feel kind of good. I was like, what'd he give me? I got this thing, man, they give me I got this thing. I can't even remember the name of the drug. What the hell was it called? It was green. It was something cool. It wasn't Xanax, but it was some kind of benzodiazepine. I don't know what the hell he gave me. Whew, he was on lifetime prescribe of that shit. They tried to prescribe me Xanax once when I had ADHD. I said, you gotta give me my ADHD medication. You're gonna start putting me on Xanax? I said, whoa, yeah, she feels good. Okay, I like it. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. And I want to drink on it, too. What? And then I don't remember shit. So, yeah. I may have flit around with some guys, girls. I don't know. I had a guy over at this little bar down at the little shit bowl hole. They called it the corner pocket. And he was all up at me. They said, And I was like, I was playing around with him. I was like, And they go, don't play around with him unless you're gonna go home with him. I said, what are you talking about? Last person that did that didn't go home with him, he stabbed him. I said, really, Jimmy? So I went to the guy. I said, Jimmy, you gonna stab me? He goes, you gonna go home with me? I said, no. He said, yeah, I'll probably stab you. I said, well, Jesus Christ, show me the knife. He pulled his knife out. I said, Okay, he probably was gonna stab me. Well, thank you, God, for... It's a corner pocket. You should have seen it. You don't know where I live. I live in Hell Zone, America, okay? That's why I say it. Hellfire and Brimstone. That's where I'm at. That's my life. You don't know my life, you better learn it. Because I ain't going nowhere until January 1st when I quit. So I'm quit paying everything. I'm quit doing everything. I'm quitting done because you guys are bullshit thinking you're all freaking smart and funny. You're stupid. You're dumb. You're not smart. You have no idea about fighting. Obviously, none of you do. These people dig up stories and dirt on people and they run it. You want to go out there and beg them? My only issue is this guy's calling these two guys media of MMA. Their only media of MMA is trying to find dirt on MMA fighters or MMA presidents or MMA promotions. That's their only model of MMA. But of course, his only model of fighting was getting dirt on other people and trashing it at them. So I guess it's a fit. But I thought he had a psychology major. I thought he was a smart guy, but apparently he's not. That's nobody I'd ever want to work with. Because he don't know what he wants. Apparently he just wants a bitch bash. He just wants money. He just wants some money. He wants the money. That's all he wants. That's all he cares about. So I'm saying, you know, talent and keep going with those playboys. Because they're going to get busted. Because I'm pretty sure Andrew Tate's going to scum those guys out next. If he took True Geordie out now, that means Jesse on Fire's next. So y'all better look for who's coming. Because if he took True Geordie out, who else was on that show in this MMA world? And what else was that dude? He was in the world of fighting. So he's coming for you, man, because he tried, thinks you're a scum. I'm not saying he is. I'm not saying he is or isn't. But I'm doing the math on the people he's been taking down. I'm like, geez, this guy's been taking them all down, isn't he? I like this guy. I actually like this guy. Andrew Tate, give me a high five, man. You took the Pauls out, you took him out, now you're taking them out. You're going. You're going to get it because you're a scumbag dirtbag. And I said your name, but I don't have to say it, but I think he's already on you. He's going to get you. He can't get me because I just said, come get me. Come get me. Please come to my door, Andrew Tate. Come get me and take me away from this hellhole mess and get me hooked up with that Illuminati. Which, maybe, okay, that could have offended people. I'll get on the Illuminati. Maybe they had a Korra. They had a Quran. They had the Quran and they had the Illuminati. These exes did. And they carry them together. Now, I don't know. I got them all mixed match. Okay, but yeah, okay, it was a Quran, it was the Black Bible. It's a Bible. But it was the Illuminati they like to look at. Okay, that's what they did. I'm just saying that's what they did. Well, that might have been the base that were doing that. You know, there's like so many different levels of your freaking religion. I'm not trying to act like there isn't. Unless there isn't like that in your country or your world where you created it. But in my country and in my neck of the woods, they have a whole bunch of different freaking levels. Like in fighting, you got levels to this shit. Just telling you. You don't know what you don't know, then come over here and live. Go to prison one time and you'll tell me what you freaking saw and what you didn't see. Did you see what Mike Tyson looked like when he came out of prison? Did anybody see this? You know what happened to him? Obviously. Turned Islam. He wasn't a bad one, though. He was a nice one. He was a good Muslim. You're all good, I'm just saying, but there is extreme. Did we think Catholics were good? Obviously not. They were raping little kids. No, they're no good. That's the same thing off Christianity moves. Said we don't rape kids. We don't rape kids. So we moved. It's the same thing, man. Same thing. You don't want to blast religions, but you gotta know that you got part of your religion might be a little messed up. It's extremist. That's weird extreme, though. I'd rather go on the extreme side and kill myself than rather rape a little kid. That's weird shit that they were doing. I don't know what the hell Catholic things are doing over there. My dad never let us around there. He said, fuck that. We are not doing that bullshit. Karen goes, my mom goes, we're Catholic, man. We're Catholic. We're Catholic. Dad goes, no. And then he goes to a Christian church. He goes, we're not that either. We're fucking nothing. Gosh darn, we come home one day and my dog's dead and guys down the road from church. Because nobody's out here to wash her. She's dead. I had to wash my whole family, see her head cut off in the middle of the gosh darn road. We're nothing now. We're nothing now. Nobody's going back to church ever again on Sunday. So we didn't go back to church for like the next 5 years. I swear to God, my dad was crazy. He had his own things. He's passed away. I don't know where the hell he was from anyway. Because good gosh, this guy was dark. They claim might have been from Korea. They claim my grandpa might have picked him up from Korea as an adopted born child because he was a refugee. And I came over, and that's why my grandpa beat the hell out of him all the time. Because I don't know, apparently my dad got beat the frick out of him all the time until he was about 11 years old. And they said, dude, you beat him again, we're going to have to throw you all in prison. Going to jail, you can't beat kids like this guy. Like, he's not my kid. He's a refugee from Korea. And he's like, hey, still, it's not okay. So that's how people thought. You gotta know the world, you gotta know these things. I'm ET too, I know everything. I've seen it all, I've been around it all, I'm all in it all. Alright, that's my show. And if you got a problem with whatever I said, well, I don't give a shit. I'll probably come back to another episode tonight when I hit another better one. But I'm gonna cut it off right here at 23 minutes and say, hey, soldier, we got your number. Andrew Tate, give me a call. Give me a call. We can run this shit around. Plus, also, Sean Strickland, give me a call. We can have a podcast that will not do the freaking crazy voice. We will have a real voice, and me and you will really do at it, and we'll probably blow it up. Because I agree with everything he freaking said. He was all fucking out of it. He's like, motherfuckers, motherfuckers. Yeah, that's what I said too. That's exactly what I said. I love this guy. I always loved Sean Strickland. I can't imagine him walking right into Alex Pereira like that. That's what I want to say. I said, what are you doing, Sean? I knew he was going to do it, too. Because he's a crazy son of a bitch. Is this son of a bitch going to walk right into him and want to see how hard this guy hits? Oh, shit. He found out how hard he hits and he went down. Oh, he went down like a bag of sacks. He's injured, at least block a little bit. He didn't want to block. He just wanted to feel how hard. I swear to God, this pilot was going through this dude's head because he didn't block. He knew nothing. He just walked right into it. This dude is walking right into it because he wants to feel how hard this cat hits. He said, I want to know who the hell's been knocking Israel out of Sonya once. I want to see who's been beating these guys. I want to feel this. They call him Mahogany. I gotta know it. That's gotta be what's going through this crazy psycho's mind, man. No offense for the crazy psycho. I'm just like, yeah, obviously you're awesome, dude. The guy, we got podcasts. We're going. We're headed. We're hitting it up. We'll get Andrew Tate. We'll all be not smoking cigars. We'll tell them people to smoke cigars while me and we're all making up big. Not really. That's just my made-up world in my head. But I'll be off of this bullshit because I suck. So anyway, y'all have a good one. I hope I didn't offend you. If I offended you, well, you go fuck and suck my cock. That's what I said. Did that offend you? Did that offend you? Did that offend you? Yeah, probably. But I'm an alien. I'm ET2, man. I'm ET2. And I didn't tell like I was a Catholic priest. Sick sons of bitches. I'm telling you. I've seen your freaking extremist do some weird ass shit first hand. Okay, so don't act like I don't know what I'm talking about all this. True Jordy, maybe not. Maybe not. He looks like a scumbag anyway. Let's find somebody to fight him. He's gone. He's gone. He's gone. I don't know, was he real? Was he even real? Jessica Ice Cobs, you're gonna have to look up because this is starting to look like it's starting to roll right around into you because you're the next biggest dirtbag on that freaking YouTube planet. Just saying, you're a content thief and you've been stealing for the last year and a half and obviously this guy's out here to do something. And he's wiping away from all of you. I'm telling you. Good luck. Good luck, buddy. This got nothing to do with me. I'm just wishing the guy good luck. Because I think he's going to get blown under the water right here. Why? Because he's already been hacked. It. He got rid of the guru. This guy got rid of the guru. They went in a little battle war. About who's doing who, who's stealing who's doing what, and they were copying each other, they were taping each other, they were passing each other, and obviously Jessica won that fight, but he ain't gonna beat that guy. He ain't gonna beat the big time king. Nobody, I can't fight him. I like him. I can't fight him anymore. I wrote up to the Digital Gas Network, and I said, hey, can I get on your show, because I need a platform. I need a platform, please. So if you got it, Mr. Bisping, if somebody's hand this off to him, or Mr. Smith, Anthony Smith, somebody, or those two guys that were there, you know, I'm just saying, I sent him a comment, I said, please, let me have your platform, because I want Brendan Schaub on that platform that day to explain to me why he's been stealing my stuff for the last year and a half. Okay, please explain to me this. Why have you been doing this, Brendan? Why? Why have you come out with three shows similar to the names of the shows that I was never even released? I never released those shows, but I had three shows up on Anchor that were similar to those names, very close. But I just didn't release them. Because I was like, I couldn't find anybody to come on the show. Couldn't do it. Never did it. So are you making fun of me? Because if you're making fun of me, that's cool. Just say it. But if you don't want to say it because you're scared of me, then admit that too. Because either way, it's going to make me look good, right? Or just fight me. Because I don't care how much the fuck the guy weighs, I'll kick his ass. Did you see him fight? Did you see him fight? Anybody see him fight? Anybody see that guy fight? No, they couldn't. Because if they blinked, it would have been over. Most of the time, it was him falling on his face. But one or two times he got lucky and they threw some fat piece of shit that they just called in from some regional network in there because the guy he was supposed to fight apparently had a freaking leg get busted up and injured on the way in. So apparently he pulled a Tonya Harding on a couple people with his little mascot over here, probably the kid. Hit him with some bone bab shit. And he ended up getting some scumbag dirtbag to come in there and he got to knock him out a little bit. But other than that, he got his face clocked and clean then. But it always looks so good, didn't it? It always looks so good, didn't it? Now you just look a freaking retard. Oh, God, did I offend retards? No, I'm just saying, it's a true thing. It's a retardedness. Okay, and he might be. It's a mental illness. It's a handicap, and I'm just saying he might have it. Maybe I should not offend him. Maybe I should not fight him. I'm just saying it's true stuff. It's true stuff. I mean, I'm trying to say stuff. I'm trying to not say stuff. But his retardedness is a real thing, and I maybe Brendan Schaub has that. I said he was a retard. I said, maybe retardedness. I said it. I can't take it back either. I'm with you too. I'm trying to take it back and I didn't mean what I meant. You say what you say, you mean what you mean, and now I'm gonna get flabbergabbered. And you think I give a fuck? No. Have a good one.